Track 10. Rolls Royce.
Now, Ozzy, I have a very strange tale to tell. It's all to do with flying, which is something you know a lot about, isn't it? Well, you see, all these factory buildings, they were originally part of a huge cotton mill. Then, in 1939, there was a terrible war known as the Second World War. Hundreds of miles from here, there was a man called Frank Whittle, and he had an idea that was to change the world. Do you know what it was, Ozzy? No? Oh, well, let's see if I can explain. Do you know what this is, Ozzy? It's a balloon. Now, if I blow it up... and I hold it at the end, what happens if I let go? This. That's right, it flies around all over the place. Frank Whittle realized you could do this with an aeroplane engine, and he began to build the world's first jet engine.
Woo! Woo!
What has that got to do with Bahn Oswick? Well, everything. The Germans bombed factories and the project was moved first to Clitheroe. You know where I mean, where your Uncle Jim lives up in the loft at the castle. And then it moved here to Bahn Oswick. They took over the old Bankfield weaving shed. And they are still here. They made the first jet engine for the Royal Air Force known as the B-23 for their Meteor jet. And they're still building jet engines to this day. What did you say? That was fantastic. You wish you could fly as fast as that? Do you really want to? Are you sure? Are you really sure? Well, okay, but it's a tricky spell. I can't guarantee you'll fly in a straight line, or for how far. Okay, ready. Get a nice clear space with nothing in the way. Here goes. Ozzy, Ozzy, my favourite pet. Make him go just like a jet.
The stream and steam trail ends at the notice board number 11 on your map, where the path leads out of the park towards Greenbufield Lane. We strongly advise you to have an adult with you to complete the journey back into town, or to Letcliffe Park, or you will get lost. Our story, however, isn't quite complete.
Well, here we are, back in our secret cave at Letcliffe Park. Just to let you know that Ozzy went round in circles for about 10 minutes, before he suddenly shot off at 400 miles an hour. But he had a soft landing. He crashed into somebody's washing line next door to Letcliffe Park. His feathers were a bit ruffled, but he's okay. He keeps on saying, it's cool, whatever that means. Anyway, Ozzy is here with me now, and we would both like to say goodbye on what has been a very interesting and exciting journey. Bye-bye. And bye-bye from Ozzy. Perhaps we'll see you again sometime.